The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
This is continuing live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hey, please be seated, everybody. Starting with the plaintiffs, what are our thoughts at this point?
Our thoughts, Your Honor, are if it's an either or, we would... between an instruction to the jury striking Ms. Stranders' testimony or putting in some limited evidence and rebuttal testimony of Joseph Corcoran, we would take the latter. We would like to proceed in rebuttal. We would prefer, even then, a brief instruction, but if it's either or, that's our preference.
And what's your view of doing it, let's say, like at 1 o'clock today, give your folks time to get prepared, your expert, if they need to look at the other documents, and then doing closing arguments tomorrow, because remember, I still have to deal with jury instruction issues.
I understand. We prefer, Dr. Corcoran was here on hot standby this morning for a reason. He has a doctor's appointment this afternoon. We would prefer to proceed immediately into that. He has seen the documents we were provided. He was at the deposition. So he's, well, not fully prepared, he's adequately prepared, and we'd like to do it sooner rather than later.
We'll have some exhibits to add, I think.
And we have, I've narrowed down the exhibits that we would put in ahead of us.
Let's say the plaintiff, or the defense.
Judge, we would, if that's our choice, and if the Hobson's choice at that, we would suggest that it is simpler and more straightforward to do an instruction with reference to Dr. Anderson's testimony regarding JACO and CMS. We have one drafted that we can, hurriedly drafted, that we can show you. The other question that I would have, I don't know, we haven't discussed parameters of the rebuttal testimony proposed, and I would like to hear that, and I'd also like to hear whether or not we would be accorded serve rebuttal on a very brief basis regarding this.
Why would I give serve rebuttal when it was the defense that opened this door?
I don't know what the rebuttal is going to be, Judge.
Well, ultimately, I've reserved on the question of sanctions. I think the question of striking pleadings is probably not something that I ultimately would physically do, given the nature of this case. But I do want to give the plaintiffs an opportunity to cure the or present evidence in rebuttal to the evidence that the defense presented. So, you know, I'm willing to do that this morning. I do think Mr. Hunter has a point. We need to talk a little bit about the parameters. So what if we do the following? Over the next 30 minutes, we can discuss the parameters. We tell the jury to come back at, or to stand down and be ready to go at 10:15 this morning. We'll do the rebuttal case. I'll send them to lunch. We can work on jury instructions, issues, hopefully instruct the jury this afternoon on court instructions, and then closing arguments tomorrow morning. Does that...
acceptable. The time is acceptable, plaintiffs. As far as sanction, we would ask the court to reserve on DVs.
Yeah.
Excuse me, reserve. I'm sorry.
On directed verdicts. Reserve on directed verdicts. Okay. Mr. Hunter, anything further on that game plan?
No, sir. Okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring the jury in. I'm going to tell them we're going to take a recess until 10:15, so maybe they can go outside and stretch their legs or whatever, so they're not sitting cramped in their room. So let's bring them in.
All rise, jurors entering.
Okay, please be seated, everybody. Hey, members of the jury, I want to confirm while you're away over the weekend, you did not discuss this case amongst yourselves, you did no investigation, and received no information. Is that all correct?
Correct.
And that no one approached you about this case. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, have any of you seen any media accounts about this case?
No.
Including any media accounts over the weekend or since you last were with us?
Okay.
Don't pull out everything right this second. I'm going to need a few more minutes to get us to the position where we can have the rest of our case presented to you. So it's going to take me, you know, probably another 45 minutes or so. I didn't want you to have to sit there in that room for another 45 minutes. So I'm going to let you kind of go out, maybe go outside and walk around, whatever you all want to do. I am going to ask that you be back at 10:15, and so we can proceed. It's all on me. I'm the one that is slow and not getting us to where you want to be this morning, but it's all on me, so don't blame any of the lawyers. It's all on me. So do not discuss this case amongst yourselves. Do not do any investigation and receive no information, and I'll see you back in about 45 minutes.
All right, jurors exiting.
Okay, the jury's out of our presence. Everyone, please be seated. Now let's talk about parameters. Mr. Whitney, do you have an outline, a plan, a thought process on this issue?
Your Honor, we have seven exhibits that we would intend to use.
Okay, and what numbers are they? So we're
2811, 2815, 2817, 2818, 2819, 2821, and 2822. And so the rebuttal would consist of me asking some contextual questions of Dr. Corcoran and then proceeding to further contextualize that by showing him these series of exhibits. When we talk about parameters, I heard the court earlier that this is not going to be a deep dive into the Heart Institute, and I'm willing to abide by that. I think the challenge that the court faces is I would expect that the cross-examination of Dr. Corcoran would center around, this was all the Heart Institute, wasn't it? So I don't know how we deal with that issue.
Judge, looking quickly at the exhibits they've listed, the Agency for Healthcare Administration complaint investigation, 2811, I'm at a loss to understand the relevancy of that to what Mr. Anderson said or how it relates to this. I should say witness Anderson. The emails from the 2817 was actually a forwarding of an email to me. It was an email that was sent to Ms. Green in real time that she then forwarded to me, and that was what was produced to the plaintiff. In other words, her email forwarded to me. So I'd like for counsel to come off of that.
Just forwarded to you.
Yeah.
Just forwarded to you.
I mean, we're redacting out your name or reference to you.
Right.
I mean, I think that's what we've been doing with others that went to you.
Right. And then otherwise, that's an after-the-fact matter that we respectfully object to.
Well, I'm going to need to see these documents if you're objecting to them, so tell me which ones you're objecting to so we can... So I can make a ruling on them.
We object to 2811.
Let's pull that up, please.
Your Honor, 2811 is what I referenced in my response to Mr. Hunter's argument. This is an ACCA deficiency report dated February 23rd, 2017, approximately 1 month after Maya was discharged. The two specific citations, first of all, specifically a risk management survey, if you look at the third paragraph in the left column, and the two specific deficiencies are patient rights and care, coordination of care, and the other is on page 8 of 14 at 2811008. It's patient rights and care, patient and family education, both relevant issues.
Well, is there anything in this document that references out the Heart Institute or did you say 13 or 18 deaths that occurred in the Heart Institute?
Nothing in this document deals with the Heart Institute.
Okay, so can you go to just the next page just quickly and then...
It's been redacted for patient identification information.
Next page, please. Next page.
Judge, while you're looking at that, I'd like to call attention to the fact that it concerns itself with discharge arrangements and discharge planning.
Next page.
Okay.
Next page. Next. Next. Now, what on page 8 did you want to highlight?
I was just pointing the court to, if you see the far left column, at the bottom of the page is H023, and then it cites the specific Florida Administrative Code section for patient rights and care, patient family education. So there's two kind of overarching administrative code deficiencies in this document.
And this is a February 2017 document?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, next page. Next page. Next page. Next. 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 Besides relevance, Mr. Hunter, any other objections?
No, sir.
Court's going to overrule the relevance objection and receive into evidence 2811. What's the next document?
28.
That, Mr. Hunter, that you have an objection to.
Uh, 2817, Your Honor.
Okay, so there's no objection to 2815, is that correct?
No, sir. That's the immediate jeopardy notice.
Okay, so the court will receive into evidence 2815. Is there anything that needs to be redacted on 2815, or has it already been appropriately redacted?
2815, Your Honor, is the CMS letter that was sent to the hospital on January 31st, 2019. Mr. Anderson gave you a copy last Wednesday. It's a matter of public record. I don't think anything needs to be redacted.
I don't know of anything that needs redaction on that, Judge. It is public record, and that is the IJ notice.
So we're at 2817. This is the forwarding to Mr. Hunter. So can we pull that up?
So we would redact the top block, everything above, halfway down the page where it begins with Angela Green to Susan Franklin.
So we can cover up the Howard Hunter all the way through external email exercise caution?
Yes, Your Honor. That was just forwarded to him on Friday evening during the deposition.
Is there anything besides removing your reference and your name, Mr. Hunter, is there anything else?
It's just relevance, Judge. I mean, these are talking points for a board presentation, and I don't see the relevance of them.
Can I see the next page, please?
So, if I could orient the court?
Sure.
The email you see there, Kim, addressed to Kim, CMS 2567, is the form number for a CMS statement of deficiencies, or what we're calling the immediate jeopardy notice. This is internal emails between the patient safety risk management teams at the hospital. If we go to the next page, they're developing talking points. Kevin referenced here is Kevin Sowers. This is the interim CEO brought in. And it discusses in a high level what they need to address based on different citations that were noted in that January 31st letter. Can we go to the next page, please? Next page. Here we... Governing body, this is an organizational level issue, and so it talks about the leadership transition, the resignations of 8 leaders, it talks about restructuring risk management, and it talks about the very bottom bullet point there is the massive education campaign, which talks to the fear of retribution present in the hospital during the time. Ms. Green testified that of these bullet points here, 5 of them were related to risk management issues. I'll stop there.
And is there anything on this document specifically referencing the Heart Institute or those 13 or, was it 13 or 18 patient deaths?
There may be. In fact, maybe the previous section there, I see at the top it says something about Institute. Can you go back up a page for me? Yeah, I mean, so number one here, the halfway down the page says halted all congenital open heart surgeries, meeting with families of children. This is the 13 deaths they discovered. Some of these are more general. Suppose we could print this out and suggest some revisions to eliminate Heart Institute issues.
I don't, this to me, the rebuttal is not going to go into the question of the Heart Institute and those specific patient stuff. I don't want to talk about patient deaths.
Okay,
in rebuttal.
Understood.
So that type of information has got to be redacted. So anything else about this document, Mr. Hunter? I know you were going to take out your name from it.
Right. The only other thing I would point out to the court is that beyond the relevance of it, this is essentially a recitation of subsequent remedial changes, and we object to it on that basis.
Mr. Whitney.
I see the court's brain working, mine as well.
Very slowly.
Me too. Can you go to the back to the advance of page to risk management again, please?
Page number
5 or 6, I'm not sure. There we go.
Judge, my point is the entire document is basically talking points on a report to the board about a response to these entire matters. So it's, I mean, that's what this is.
So I suppose it's baked in here that these are measures that they're taking in response to the immediate jeopardy notice. However, they're also acknowledgments of the conditions that existed. For example, without fear of retribution is not a remedial measure, it's an acknowledgement of the culture of the hospital.
I agree with Mr. Whitney that this identifies the problems that existed and it goes to rebut the evidence that the defense presented to the jury. So anything else, Mr. Hunter? Okay, so we're gonna remove the Mr. Hunter information, and we're gonna remove the Heart Institute information. Otherwise, the court will receive as redacted 2817. Do I need to make that an A?
Probably.
Okay, so let's call it 2817A, and I'll need the plaintiffs to print out and give the clerk the redacted version.
We could have a copy just to compare to that, because I think I saw another Heart reference earlier in the document.
That, please do, yes.
We will work with the counsel on that. The next is 2818. I don't know if there's an objection.
Can you pull it up? Obviously, we need to take out Mr. Hunter's name there at the top.
Understood.
And was this sent to Mr. Hunter?
On Friday.
Wait. No, but did any of these emails...
This one, Mr. Hunter was the one printing out these emails on Friday evening.
Right, I get it. But within this email chain was, in 2019, was he on?
I have not seen his name. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
No.
Okay. So we're taking his name off. Anything else in this document?
Is this the only page, though?
Next page. What are we using this document for, Mr. Whitney?
One moment.
We're using this document because, Your Honor, this is attaching the draft corrective action plan, which, if you advance to page. You advance to page 7. So, what you have here, Your Honor, in the left column, the large left column, you have the statement of deficiencies from CMS. And in the right column, you have the negotiation between CMS and Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital as to what will need to be done to correct the issues and acknowledgement of the issues throughout. And this is what I was referencing in my argument earlier with respect to certain pages that speak to 8 key executives leaving and risk management not being properly integrated, et cetera. So I would reference certain pages here.
Well, is there, again, going back to the Heart Institute / death, anything like that will have to come out if this document comes in?
I understand. It's a long document.
How many pages is this?
121 pages, and that's the survey and corrective action. It's 128 if you include the email.
The way these things are set up, Your Honor, is the you're sent this form 2567, whatever it is, and then the suggested plan to address it, the subsequent changes to address it, I'll put it in a column that relates or correlates to the alleged deficiencies. So that's why the length is because of the format, if you will. But we point out to the court again that this is the statement of deficiencies, and then it's a plan that is outlined in the right-hand column to address alleged deficiencies that are the subject of this witness's testimony. So this is a document that outlines proposed subsequent remedial changes.
Well, let me just ask this. Is this a document that you actually need, or is it duplicative of the talking points? I mean, isn't your expert going to talk about it, and then does this document physically need to come into evidence if there's a lot of Heart Institute-related things that would have to be redacted?
I don't think it's duplicative, Your Honor. I think the jury, given the impression they were given, needs to understand what the actual situation with the federal regulators was, and this is the best document to do that. And I can simplify this process by A309 is the, if you look back, it references failures of the governing body level. So those discussions begin at page 57 of this document and continue through page 79. And we could relatively quickly review those 22 pages plus the email to redact out Heart Institute issues.
And then just redact the other pages then?
Just leave out the other pages.
Judge, it is a chronicle of subsequent remedial changes. B, it is going considerably beyond the testimony that counsel is intending to rebut. This is going deep into details of multiple matters that have nothing to do with the very simple, straightforward statement that we're rebutting. And I'm looking at page, what is it? This is page 57. There's a discussion of a plethora of details of Heart Institute issues and indications, starting with ventricular shunts and hand hygiene and working its way down.
I suspect this is actually page 51 of the report, and it just happens because of the email is identified as page 57.
Oh,
so
yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, we need to move forward 6 pages. Next, there. That begins, you see, in the middle column, A309. That's the governing body failure.
Can you make that a little larger, please?
Keep going, please.
Matt Walbarger, thank you.
Well, again, this is all, this goes into, the top of it goes into the heart and diaphragmatic hernia program. Yeah, I think Your Honor may have hit the nail on the head as far as this thing being duplicative and unnecessarily detailed if you've got the other exhibits in.
This is what we're going to do with this document. The 20 or so pages that are, is it code A309 having to do, is that the one with the risk management component?
Yes, Your Honor.
Fine, okay. So you're going to just either redact out everything else or not include the pages. I don't care, but you know, it might seem better to leave the pages in and just redact it because the jury's been very curious about documents, but I don't care. And then for those 20 or so pages, we need to redact out references to the Heart Institute or those specific patient deaths.
By 10:15?
The art of the possible at this time. Miss Lawrence is working in overtime right now.
I understand.
What's the next? But once we do that, I will overrule the relevance objection and subsequent remedial measure objection and admit it.
And that, I'm sorry, Your Honor, just clarification. Court's letting in starting on exhibit number 63, page 63.
Whatever the first page is with respect to when it starts talking about the risk management department. Issues. What's next? And that probably needs to be an A.
Understood. 2819 is next. This is internal. We will redact the top block with Howard Hunter receiving it on Friday evening. And then what follows is the management presentation. Next, please. There, we would just need this slide here. It talks about governance and culture. And then the fifth page, 1005, talks about failure to document adverse events, including disclosing our errors. That's what we would ask from that document.
And then you're planning on redacting the balance?
We could redact the balance.
Same objections, Judge.
Same ruling. As redacted, I will allow that 2819 into evidence.
2821, please.
Is this going to be just the letter or the letter and the attachments?
Right. The attachment, again, is the statement of deficiency, so we can forego that. However, the letter addresses, beginning on page 3, risk management issues. There would need to be some redactions here, because the first one is the deaths from the Heart Institute.
Well, Mr. Hunter?
Same objection, Mr. Judge.
Okay, so obviously that B1A needs to be redacted out.
Yes.
And then the previous couple of pages that talked about the Heart Institute needs to come out.
Yes.
Is there anything past this?
And then
the letter, not the attachment, but in the letter itself.
Yes, Your Honor. If you go to Section D, we get to governance leadership. And it discusses the ethics committee, which has been subject of some testimony here.
Anything else, Mr. Hunter?
Same objection, Judge. This is a chronicle of remedial change.
I overruled a subsequent remedial measure issue. This goes to the actual problems and goes to rebut the evidence that the defense adduced in its case in chief. So as redacted, the court will receive 2821.
There's one more page I want to show, Your Honor, on that, which is page 6. And there, number 4 picks up a governing body. And again, these are related to governing body issues. And then closing with 7, which would be the signature page.
Right, but number 3, let me see what number 3 was. Infection control, that's out, right?
All that above that would be above 4 would be out.
And we would add the objection, Judge, cumulative with the others.
Overruled that. Anything else on this document, Mr. Whitney?
No, Your Honor.
Okay, as redacted, the court will receive it.
Right, and that takes us to 2822. And it's an internal email involving the interim CEO. We would redact the top portion here with Mr. Hunter's name. And what's really critical is beginning at page 4. And we only need the top box on page 4, which again goes to governing body issues and talks about, at the bottom of that box, speaking up for safety and long-term just culture.
And then you're going to redact out that second bullet, managing heart surgery programs?
Yes, Your Honor.
And then everything else is being redacted?
And we'll redact the balance beginning at 1B in those bottom two boxes.
Anything in addition, Mr. Hunter?
No, Your Honor. Same objections.
Okay. As redacted, the court will receive 2822.
The only thing we need to do exhibit-wise, Your Honor, is admit the mortality tables, which are the first exhibit listed. We've provided an opposing counsel. And so, for the record, those are 2060-002, and then continuing at 47 to 50.
Any objection from?
No.
Court receives 2060 pages 2, and then pages 47 through 50. Is that, did I read that properly?
Yes, sir.
Anything else as far as exhibits?
Okay. One second.
Judge, we have a couple of exhibit issues, but not related to their rebuttal.
And is it something that we can all agree to just do after we send the jury home today? Is it possible, or do we have
to? Yeah, it's just we need to, after the jury goes home, you're saying, Judge? We just want to, we're asking to admit an exhibit we forgot, but it has nothing to do with these issues.
So long as we can do it after I send the jury home.
Yes, okay. I don't see why we could not.
We are done.
Okay. Let's shift gears for a moment. We have the question of juror disqualification. Do you want, because we've got time issues with the expert, do we want to postpone that discussion until, you know, a little bit later on today?
That's fine, the defense judge.
Yes, from the point of perspective.
Okay, and then before we take our lunch, we need to have a final discussion and nail down the jury instructions. So what I would propose is we do this testimony, and then I guess you're going to rest after you present your evidence.
Yes,
I'll send the jury to lunch, and then we'll work on jury instructions, deal with the DQ issue, and then take our lunch, then come back, and the court will read the instructions so that first thing tomorrow morning you can do closing arguments. Does that game plan work for everybody?
Yes, sir.
It does, Judge. I just don't know when they're going to be able to get us the redacted documents.
Well, my hope, should I just give you 10 or 15 minutes right now to work on that and then come back, let's say, at 10:20 and hopefully we're large way there?
We'll be most of the way through it, and if there's one that we can't get redacted in that time, we won't present it at this time. We'll just move it into evidence once that gets worked out.
So should I come back at 10:20 or 10:30?
10:30 would be appreciated.
Does that give your... Okay. He's got enough time. So I will be back at 10:30. Let the jury know that we'll be starting just about 10:30.
All right. It's calling your recess.
More live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.